The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. In a city that doesn't sleep, and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old. If I can ha! Make it there, I'll make it ha! Anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York.
There it is, Francis Albert. Oh, it's the best, the old man. When he did this, this part of the song, I saw him at Madison Square Garden all those years ago. And he closed it with the These Little Town Blues, standing ovation, in the middle of a song. I've never seen that from an artist. And the old man had to be in his 60s when I saw him back then, you know? That was the time I went and saw him, and there was like a, I was upstairs at security at Madison Square Garden, and I told you this before. Frankie, this was the best. You like it. There was like a tussle, you know, some wise guys got into a fight, you know? And they had to hold him in security, you know, and the guy was like smacked around like I've never seen, man. And I'm walking, I was with Kimberly, and we were on our way to go down to the floor to see Mr. Sinatra perform. And the guy was like bleeding, and he was like giving the report to the security guard. He looks at me, he goes, "Hey, Joe, how you doing?" Like, you know, it's like, it was so.
How do you get into a fight at a Frank Sinatra concert? I've seen fights at football games, but at other concerts. Yeah. It's Frank Sinatra. Exactly. What, you don't like the way he sings My Way? Huh?
No. You know. It would probably, God forgive me now. I spoke always on behalf of how great the Italian Americans are. But if you look at an Italian American the wrong way, you're going to have a problem when you look at
him. He going to sing Bad Leroy Brown? What? No, yeah,
where's,
come on.
Yeah, where's,
come
yeah,
at me? You want a fight? I would have loved to have seen.
That was the fight. That was the fight. He shouldn't have recorded Leroy Brown. Yeah. It was horrible.
No. If he does it tonight, forget it. I'm walking out. No, you're not leaving. Come on. Come on. I'll fight you.
Or you're an Italian-American, don't look at the girl that the Italian-American
right,
is
that with. He's singing to my girl? You're looking at her? What? I mean, I would have paid to have seen a fight at a Frank's. That's like a fight at an Andrea Bocelli concert. You know what I mean? He's not singing that area right. Oh, yeah. I'll give you that area. Come on.
What's going on down there?
Right. What's going on down there? And somebody whispers in his ear, there's a fight going on. You can't see it. It's all right.
Good night. We better go. I swear to God, we're going home now. I swear to God, it's going to get worse. Stop it. Just stop.
We went from fights at a Sinatra concert to fights at a blind man's concert. It's good. That's good.
What's going on? What, do I hear something? No.
What is that? The Transylvania accent.
He's not from Transylvania.
When I called the MRI, I swear to God, I called the MRI. And by the way, we apologize. Right? But can we do a disclaimer, Frank, on the show?
I think we've done that enough times on the show.
Can we do some things may be offensive?
We should have a recording.
It's all in the name of comedy, and we apologize. Oh, my gosh. I mean, what's the guy's name? Lonnie. Right? Lonnie, the guy. Is that the guy?
His name right.
Lonnie. Lon Chaney is the last time I heard a word.
Who did you say with Frank Kikuchi yesterday when you said, and a guitar guy from Billy Joel? His name was John Frank. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Frank. I thought it was Frank Mark. Frank Mark.
Bill.
I called him Frank at the wedding. The guy's name was Frank. Good to see you again. My name's Mark. Mark. Oh, sorry. How are you? Good to see you. I'm so bad. I'm the worst at this. Oh God! Listen. We just apologize because we're just getting silly, okay? And it's good that we get silly because I'm looking at the news, and God forbid, I don't want to have to look at something. I'm afraid to look at the news that Frankie put together for us this morning because it's always so bad and crazy. And this morning, I'm not seeing anything. And Frankie, correct me if I'm wrong. You know, if anything is, searing that we should be covering today. I mean,
well, the biggest local story, and I think it has implications even beyond the locality, is this panel recommended by panel appointed by Mayor de Blasio has recommended doing away with gifted and talented programs in New York City schools.
Yeah,
and
tell us about that. I didn't quite understand what was going
on.
Well,
apparently, and this is, again, yet another chapter in the school's chancellor's war on white people, because the school diversity panel appointed by the mayor is calling for the elimination of these very, very important programs that a lot of people have been helped by over the years, claiming that they benefit white and Asian students. So members of this group are saying that the city, a city as diverse as New York, classrooms should be representative of all walks of life. Now, the problem here is, a lot of the kids work hard to get into these gifted and talented programs, and some of them happen to be white. A lot of them happen to be Asian. And personally, I don't think they should be penalized. Now, I completely understand that maybe more needs to be done in terms of Black and Latino outreach to make the very services that are available in these gifted and talented programs available to those students. But I don't think dismantling these programs is the solution. And even the city council speaker, Cory Johnson, who's not considered a conservative by any means, very progressive, he's come out totally against this.
Yeah, I saw that.
And there's so many parents that have had kids that have been helped by these gifted and talented programs. The fact that the school's chancellor and the mayor think that this is a good way of improving education in this city, it shows you how out to lunch these guys are.
Yeah, they argue the test used to qualify students reading here for the programs is unfair and should be eliminated along with the current gifted and talented structure. Reports indicate the panel recognizes the idea is radical, but they argue such policy change is needed to make an impact. Impact on what, Frank? I'm missing that. The policy change is needed to make an impact, and the fact that they do the tribal politics here of race here, claiming they benefit white and Asian students.
Yeah,
I mean, that's racist in itself.
Yeah,
right
no there. Kidding, no yeah, kidding. Yeah, and yeah. You know, there's a great op-ed in the New York Post today by Michael Benjamin, who is a former Democratic state assemblyman from the Bronx. Again, not exactly a bastion of conservatism, and he talks about how to improve the gifted and talented program, not to destroy it. This is a guy that in the Bronx, he was in a gifted and talented program in the fifth grade. So,
I mean,
it really makes no sense that this is their solution. I don't understand. The problem is the school's chancellor, Richard Carranza, who, again, it's very impressive that he's been able to achieve in only a year and a half what it took Carmen Farina 4 years to achieve, which is to be the worst school's chancellor in the history of New York City. Carranza is already on the record saying that he considers these gifted and talented classes another example of segregation. Now, this is total nonsense because these classes are virtually non-existent in minority school districts. So let's talk about expanding the gifted and talented program to minority school districts, not destroying it in the neighborhoods where it's working really well and in the schools that this is working really well. There isn't an African-American or a Latino who's happy about the large decline in the number of kids from minority communities attending specialized high schools. The question is, why is that the case? And let's help these kids, not destroy what's working for other kids. It's just more racial warfare.
Al, were you ever? Thank you, Frankie. Well done, and it's an important story as well. Were you ever in a gifted program in school, Al? Did you get in?
No, I mean, I was fairly smart, and then
shop.
No. Actually, I didn't take any shop classes. I was in band for most of high school.
Oh, so. You were in a band.
Yeah, I played the trumpet. Oh, best way to get out of class.
Yeah. Oh God.
I had a handwritten note from my band teacher, and I had it in pencil, so I would just change the dates that I needed to, you know, if I needed to leave one day.
Oh my Lord.
It was signed by him.
I got to tell you though, to your point though, Frank, when I was in West Essex, I remember it was a regional award, the Lincoln Center Student Arts Award, and there were three of us that got that in the school. Out of all the schools, so proud of that, you know, for the work that we did, you know, starting to do on stage in our high schools. Debbie Miller was one. Oh, and I forget the third one. It was me, and we got to go to Lincoln Center, and we got to see plays, and we got to now, I guess, you know what I mean, was that back then, I mean, they didn't even think about it, but we were all white kids, I guess. Was that racist? I mean, it's something that you can't categorize race. You just got to categorize accomplishments and what someone does, and if you're gifted, no matter what color you are, you should indeed be able to have the opportunity to do that, Frankie. That's what you're saying, correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, we have a program that's not perfect, but it's worked really well. Yeah. For four decades, right? So why destroy it? Because there are too many white and Asian kids? It makes absolutely no sense. And to me, the interesting thing, and my only hope in this is that because it's been so resoundingly laughed at, this proposal, that Mayor de Blasio hasn't even come out in favor of the recommendations from his own task force. So he hasn't even publicly said he's ready to embrace this because of the backlash here.
Is he eligible for these? What are the debates? Didn't the deadline today?
We'll know today. Today we'll know. It doesn't appear there's any way he's going to qualify.
Okay. How do you come back to this city, Frankie?
I think he's staying in, even if he misses the.
Even if he misses
the debate stage.
And why didn't we? We didn't get on this because it was so obviously funny when the audio went out when he didn't even go to the union conference and then he sent the audio and it sounded like Alvin and the Chipmunks. You know, we touched on it a little bit, but that was hysterical.
I mean, what is he? What does he stand to gain by dropping out at this point? Yeah, he can hang around for a bit because look, how many people are still left? There's 20 candidates still left?
Yeah.
I'm guessing the debate stage for next month will probably be about, 8
Well,
to
so
10?
The big thing, Joe, that we're watching today is to see if either Tom Steyer or Tulsi Gabbard can produce a DNC-approved poll that shows them at 2%. Because as of now, there's 10 candidates in the debate. If either Steyer or Tulsi can produce another poll that shows them at 2%, that'll make 11 candidates, which means the reason the difference between 10 and 11 candidates is every difference in the world, because that's the difference between a one-night debate and two-night debates. So if there's an 11th candidate, be it Steyer or Tulsi or maybe both, if there's 12, then they're going to break it up into two different nights, and that is not what...
I'm sorry, Frank. You're absolutely right. Everything you said. It's so unfair, though, for Tulsi Gabbard. She's on maneuvers in the military somewhere in Southeast Asia, isn't she? Not is she not?
Well, she was.
She was. She's back. She's back.
Oh, she got back already. All right.
Well, it's 2 weeks, so she was back. I think this Monday, right?
Right. Between you and I don't want to say it too loud because I'm telling you, somebody's going to get.
It's a whisper.
If you listen to us, I'm telling you, that's you show all that military, Tulsi Gabbard. And by the way, I don't think anybody beats Donald Trump at this point. But the only thing the Democrats got is her because she's military. She's serious. You know what? She's got the whole political package is good. So she goes out. They show her in the military, you know, in her military maneuvers. Oh, are you kidding me? They don't get it.
The Dems don't want her to get any traction.
They'll never get it. That's right.
If she gets any traction, the Dems are afraid because they want Biden to be the guy. And let's face it. Biden is not the answer here. If the Democrats are looking, you know, we've said this for the last couple of years. If the Democrats are actually serious about wanting to take the White House in 2020, they will put in a candidate that resonates across the entire United States. Joe Biden is old news. These people that are in the lead right now, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, are old news. You need fresh, young, new ideas. They don't seem to understand that. And if they put Biden in there, I could very easily see the president beating him handily.
Yeah, that's it. And you're right, Al. That's 19 minutes after 7 o'clock, 720, 877-970-2999. You can give us a call on our Balance of Nature phone lines. We're just trying to break down the news of the day for you. And, you know, Debbie, trying to have some laughs along the way, but I'm afraid to say this. I'm so glad Eddie Murphy's going back to Saturday Night Live, that Eddie's coming back on the scene. You got to push the envelope. You got to push it more. We're so politically correct. I got to apologize for everything I say. You know what I mean? You're afraid to say anything anymore. Everybody's got to just loosen up a little bit, Debbie Duhaime, I think. You know?
I don't know how comedians really do it anymore because, you know, that was the whole thing, being politically incorrect.
That's
you know?
It. On stage, it's, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's really, it's got to be tough. By the way, isn't Elizabeth Warren doing well in the polls lately?
She is. She is. She's got traction. She does it, and I don't understand it, but you're absolutely right. She has traction, and it looks at this point, she will be the one if that arc continues, but... again, could she go up against Donald Trump? I don't think so. Especially she's got to stop jogging to the stage.
She was like swaying her arms up
right? Don't dance to Aretha Franklin. That little advice for Elizabeth Warren. You know? God bless her.
Ooh. I love it.
A little respect. 20 after 7, Debbie's out there on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, let's see what's happening out here this morning. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. It's kind of busy for you on the westbound Balcony out toward Kennedy Airport. Northbound Van Wyck slowing down up through Hillside Avenue. Westbound BQE, that's slowing down over the Kosciuszko Bridge. The second span of the Kosciuszko Bridge is scheduled to open today for bicycles and pedestrians. Tomorrow, it will open for traffic. Cross Bronx West slowing down right through 3rd Avenue. Inbound GWB, very light this morning. Lincoln 15, Holland, that's 5 minutes in. So a nice ride at the Holland. 78 eastbound, exit 18. We're getting reports of a collision out there. Route 1 south, heading into Forest Haven Boulevard, down through Edison. It's an accident to deal with as well. So far, so good at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Checking in on the forecast, thunderstorms likely today, high of 76. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream both are deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin, and its owners, the Sackler family, have until Friday to update a federal judge in Cleveland on a settlement. The proposal to settle opioid cases is valued at between $10 and $12 billion and would include putting Purdue into bankruptcy and having the Sackler family surrender ownership of the company. Frontier Airlines will be adding service to Newark Liberty Airport in mid-November. It'll start with service between Newark and Las Vegas, Miami, Orlando, and San Juan, Puerto Rico, and then expand to other cities. Exercise equipment maker Peloton is preparing to go public. It has applied to list its stock on the NASDAQ. The Dow was down 120 points yesterday. The NASDAQ dropped 26, and the S&P was down 9. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryan, founder of Operation Hope. I want you to go to OperationHope.org and take your life back. Get your dignity back. Join the Hope 700 Credit Score Community Program and take your life back. Go to OperationHope.org today or call us at 404-941-2919 today.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. Here's a radio alert for you. Please go to MyPillow.com. Radio listeners specials. Body pillows previously $89.99, now an incredible $29.99. MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
The Supreme Court confirmation process has been on the point of breakdown for 30 years, and it finally collapsed with the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. I'm Molly Hemingway.
And I'm Carrie Severino. Our new book, Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court, tells the story of the process that Kavanaugh himself called a national disgrace and a circus.
The Supreme Court is the arbiter of America's most divisive disputes. The incentive to destroy Supreme Court nominees has become nearly irresistible. Our book, Justice on Trial, explores how that happened to Brett Kavanaugh and what we must do to prevent it from happening again.
With more than 100 interviews, including the president, dozens of senators and other officials, we uncovered shocking details, untold until now.
Will the next confirmation fight be even uglier than Kavanaugh's? Our new book, Justice on Trial, has the answer.
Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court, is the explosive new bestseller by Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino, published by Regnery. Get your copy now at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and wherever books are sold.
Hey, good morning. It's Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. How are you this morning? I worry about you. Are you doing all right? Are you taking care of your financial legacy, please? Why am I talking like Jerry Lewis? Lady! 726 on the radio. I'm telling you about Connors and Sullivan. I worry about you because I know how hard you work. You are a great patriot, and you are a great American. You really are. And I know you're driving to work now. You know, and half your money, more than about 55 cents out of your dollar, every dollar goes to, you know, local taxes and federal taxes and state taxes. You got to protect yourself. How about nursing home costs? You worry about that for a loved one, huh? I worried about it all, about a will, about a trust, about power of attorney, health care proxy. What's a health care proxy? Living will? What about a dead will? Estate plan? I had no idea. I don't have time to worry about these things. So my son, my consigliere, said, hey, Dad, like it was the Godfather, Dad, I want to take you to talk to Mike Connors. I'm telling you, heard about Mike, you know, from the station, went over and saw Mike. I actually called Lisa first over at the office, and you get a free consultation with an attorney at Connors and Sullivan to talk about your financial legacy. Now, you could also attend a Connors and Sullivan free seminar and have all your questions answered by Mr. Mike Connors himself. Look at this, Tuesday, September 24th, Lenny's Clam Bar, right there in Cross Bay Boulevard in Howard Beach. Wednesday, September 25th. Look, this is at Connolly's in Maspeth on Grand Avenue. That's September 25th. And look at Mike. He does 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. Look, I look at him like shows. He's going to, look, that's a lot to do. And now, you think that's enough? No. Friday, September 27th, Mike is at the Adria on Northern Boulevard in Bayside, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Free seminars. And again, if you can't make any of those free seminars, please call Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500. You get your own free office appointment. Ask for Bridget. You know, Lisa will answer the phone. Kelly's there. Rose is there. And Mike is there himself. Beth, Mike's wonderful, beautiful wife, is there. 718-238-6500. All that I was talking about. All that you get worried about. Oh, how am I going to do this? Mike will sort it all out for you. Mike Connor says it best. The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Happy Wednesday, August 28th. Ah, man, it's still summertime. I'm grasping onto every last day of it.
and loving every single day of it, even though it'll be rainy today. And 728 with Joe on the radio. Michael McHale is a dynamic motivational speaker, owner of Stratton Equities, a leading mortgage and equities firm. You know, he's a friend of my buddy, Butch Seltzer, who's a great guy, great Jersey guy, helps out the FDNY and first responders. Butch does, you know. So Butch said, hey, I know this guy, Michael McHale. He's a great guy, Joe. Would you put him on? So we wanted to welcome Michael to the show because he's making a lot of noise out there. Michael, welcome to the program, my friend.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for having me on.
You're a Jersey boy, huh?
Absolutely. Paramus, New Jersey.
Paramus, New Jersey. You know, now you got to tell people before we get into right. So how's the mall? How's the mall? Right? That's what they always say. I know, you know, 100 before you were born, my friend, I did the Jersey guy in Saturday Night Live. Where did I go? The Paramus Mall, because everybody knew. But actually, Paramus is a beautiful town with
Absolutely.
Beautiful neighborhoods,
Absolutely.
Man, right?
Absolutely. Born and raised.
Look at that. Look at that. Now, I want to pick your brain on the economy, sure. if we can. We have Stephen Moores on the show. But you know what? Locally, I have to ask you about politics. And now, you're a big Donald Trump supporter, correct?
Correct.
And how do you think the president is doing economy-wise, sir?
Well, I mean, don't we have the best economy in how many years now? The market's doing great. You know, listen, I'm for strong borders, America first. That's what I'm all about, so.
Yeah, and how do you characterize the handling of the economy? I mean, I think it's on fire, but
Absolutely.
is he getting the credit that is due?
Trump never gets the credit that is due, let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what do you guys do at Stratton Equities? What do you guys do there?
So we are a direct private money lender. We specialize in investment and what's called non-QM, which are non-qualified mortgages and commercial mortgages. So what we do is we have the widest range of mortgage programs nationwide under any one roof. And I really looked at just how the mortgage industry was, how mortgage companies were operating for both sides, for the borrowers and for the loan officers that work there, because you really don't have a mortgage company if the borrowers and the loan officers aren't happy. And I pretty much built the company from the ground up to service, you know, both those people. And, you know, we're just growing at an astronomical rate.
Yeah, so you got your personal. Tell me about your personal story, man. You went from sleeping on a friend's couch to making your first million last year.
Pretty much. So, I mean, it's definitely a long story, and I enjoy telling it because I believe that anybody that really dedicates themselves, focuses, yeah. you know, changes their life can accomplish any goals they want. But, yeah, I mean, I pretty much left the States in 2012. 2008, 2012 was really rough for me. I really didn't see there was anything left for me here. So, long story short, I sold whatever gold I had, $4,000, pocketed it. Packed some bags, jumped on a plane, went overseas, and just tried to find myself. I lived in 19 countries in 5 years.
What?
Yeah,
what?
19 countries in 5 years. You pretty much name it. You know, all over Southeast Asia, Australia, China, you know, Dubai. I was in Dubai for a while, living on the floor. You know, people look at Dubai and they see this amazing, beautiful place. I was living on a floor, and I couldn't. Literally, the last 4 days of every month, 3 days of every month, I didn't have enough food to eat. It was just enough to barely get by. I mean, I couldn't buy a cup of coffee out of my budget, or then I really couldn't eat. So, long story short, I'm going to cut to the end of it. I came back end of 2017, said I needed to get a job, got a job in a mortgage company, didn't like the way they operated, didn't like the, you know, the programs they had, the way it just didn't seem, it seemed there's this much better way to get this accomplished.
Yeah.
Long story
yeah.
short, I had a credit card with a couple of $1,000s on it. I took that money, I invested it, I started the foundation of the company, and now, you know, we're over 15 people, we're growing to 30, you know, Butch, my PR manager just came on board, and we're literally growing at an astronomical rate, and we do good work. Our loans have literally saved people's lives, because they're, we offer programs that literally just don't exist in the marketplace. I mean, I've had people tell me, I've searched for 6 months, and I can't get this loan done.
Yeah,
2 weeks we get it done.
Yeah. So, Michael, you mean like a loan for a business, loan for a house? It is. It's impossible. It's harder and it's harder and it's harder.
Guidelines get tighter and tighter.
Yeah. It's so true. What's fix and flip before we let you go, man? What does that mean?
Fix and flip is people that are buying investment properties. You buy the property. You get the money to buy it. You get the money to rehab it. It's a 12-month interest-only loan. It's short-term financing. And it's what people – it's actually been a big part of the economy to stabilize the economy from all the foreclosures, because it allowed investors – to buy properties by the boatload and then, you know, get them refurbished and put them back on the market for sale. So in a lot of lower community areas, it really cleaned things up, allowing investors to buy them and make them nice and pretty again.
Yeah, that's good. Michael, great story, man. So where can we find you, man? If someone has been struggling, listening now, and this is the key why, you know, our mutual friend Butch, you know, he's got a great heart. People can't get the loan. People say, you know, I got a great idea. You know, I really need this. And then everybody else, you know, the usual mortgage lenders are holding them up. What's the best way to find you, man?
StrattonEquities.com.
StrattonEquities.com. Michael, great story, man.
Thank you, Joe. We appreciate it.
No problem. It's great to have you with us this morning. Michael McHale right there. I love us guys, you know, that go from really tough times to helping other people. That's what we're all about. 7:34 right now. Gordon Chang is going to join us momentarily. Hey, Gordon's going to give you the breakdown. What is happening in Hong Kong? What's happening? How does the president deal with President Xi in China? Gordon Chang has, I'll tell you what, all the answers on Radio Piscopo on AM 970. The answer right now, Big Al has the news live and local for you right here on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970, The Answer.
69 degrees at 7:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Lawmakers are all calling for changes to a six-block stretch of road in Riverdale that's been known for being dangerous. According to Vision Zero crash data, at least 13 injuries have been reported this year through July 31st. Councilman Andrew Cohen wrote to the city's Department of Transportation requesting a study be done, but says he has not heard back yet. He says he's hoping the city can install leading indicator traffic lights, pedestrian islands, and other common sense improvements. Governor Murphy appearing today in Hudson County to push for the federal government to fund replacing the Portal Bridge. Running over the Hackensack River from Kearney to Secaucus, the bridge carries 450 Northeast Corridor trains every day. The intended replacement bridge is expected to cost around $1.5 billion. Murphy will be joined by Senate President Steve Sweeney and Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin, among several other leaders and officials on the Portal Bridge access road in Kearney at 11 this morning. In sports, Aaron Judge hit his 100th career homer in the first inning as the Yankees cruised to a 7-0 win at Seattle. Judge, the third fastest in history to hit 100 homers. The Mets losing streak now at 4 after a 5-2 setback to the Cubs. Rookie Pete Alonso hitting his 42nd home run in defeat. That sets the Mets' single-season record. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Subways are running back on or close to schedule. No problems with New Jersey Transit. LIRR looks fine. Metro North is on time. Some delays on the PATH trains, though. Journal Square to 33rd because of equipment problems. Let's see what's happening as you head to the Moshaloo. Moshaloo southbound getting down toward the area of the Henry Hudson. Watch for some ongoing road work. You're moving slowly on the westbound BQE in toward the Kosciuszko Bridge. The second span of the Kosciuszko Bridge is scheduled to open today for bicycles and pedestrians. Tomorrow, it will open for traffic. Heading to the inbound side of the GWB, traffic is still moving okay there. Lincoln 20, Holland about 5 to 10. 78 eastbound, right by exit 18. It's a collision out through Clinton Township. And over on 17 south at Century Road in Paramus, an accident is off on the shoulder. Watch for some delays. Route 1 southbound in Edison, an accident being cleared. Some scattered thunderstorms likely today, high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyCarData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
What does a goal-getter and stock trader have in common? Transformation. Transform your own life and the lives of others around you with your investment decisions. But what if taking that on scares you? Take a leap of faith, an educated risk that can turn your dreams into reality. Become a goal-getter. You don't gamble. You're informed, fearless, and free to make your own investment decisions. Believe it's your God-given obligation to achieve. For a Tradeway goal-getter, money often is not the object. Making a difference is. Goal-getters build legacies for their families, help friends, and communities. Take your first step toward becoming a goal-getter with Tradeway. Check us out at our next event. Step one, start your journey. For $99.95, you can bring your entire household, plus a friend, with a full money-back guarantee.
Join us at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square, September 27th and 28th. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE, or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
Nobody does spicy like Wendy's.
Yep.
So all hail the Queen of Spice, because this is the day Wendy's spicy nuggets are back. And tomorrow is the day Wendy's spicy nuggets are back. Wendy's brought them back. So now every day is the day Wendy's spicy nuggets are back.
This is
ground, but this is the way. That's all news, baby. This is today. They gon' miss us today. You will miss us today.
Wendy's Spicy Nuggets are back. Get yours this day. We got you.
For a limited time, only at participating Wendy's.
Got it. Hey, so how's your smile? How is your smile, baby? You know what? Dr. Ed Romano can make you look like a movie star, baby. Let me tell you something. Aesthetic Smiles in New Jersey, in Morristown. So it's funny, when I tell you about these things that could better your life, you know, we always meet, and the folks that are kind enough that say, Joe, we'd like to advertise, we sit, we talk. Ed Romano is a great guy. This is a great guy. Morristown, he's a big guy. You feel comfortable as soon as you meet Dr. Romano, and you will too. And I know when you go to the dentist, you get nervous, right? Nah, not with Dr. Romano. It makes you feel comfortable. And I like Ed Romano because he came up with the whole concept of veneers, you know, cosmetic surgery. You have veneers that make your smile sparkle, kid. I'm telling you, implants help make you eat and feel better. You cannot believe what they can do at Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey in Morristown. And I like to tell you that because, and I appreciate Dr. Romano coming in and we had dinner together, because I could tell you, you'll feel comfortable with Dr. Romano. Don't even worry about it. Not to mention the 30 years of his career has been devoted to providing his patients with the best dental and oral health possible, you know? There are only a few dentists in the country with Dr. Romano's credentials and expertise, and the whole team over at Aesthetic Smiles is there for you. You can go online. You can check him out online, aestheticsmilesnj.com, aestheticsmilesnj.com, or call Dr. Romano's office today, 973-285-5480. Dr. Ed Romano, 973-285-5480.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy.com studios.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, always proud to bring Gordon Chang to the airwaves. Gordon's been with us many, many years, and that is a privilege, and we are honored always to bring Mr. Chang on the air on the Piscopo Show. Gordon, welcome back, my friend. How you doing this morning?
I'm fine, Joe, and I'm always honored to be on your show, so thank you so much.
Well, you're just a great guy. I just think you're great, you and your wife as well. We've had the opportunity and the privilege to chat together and have some fun, but Gordon, you're the guy. You are the, right now, you're in Tokyo, correct?
That's right.
Look, I say to you listening to the Piscopo Show, Gordon Chang calling in to Joe in New York from Tokyo. I mean, this is a big deal. What are you doing there, Gordon, if I may ask?
I'm giving presentations at the Japanese Conservative Political Action Conference, JCPAC. It is being affiliated with the American Conservative Union, which runs CPAC in Washington.
Sure.
So we're here to talk about security issues. Japan, China, South Korea, North Korea, you name it.
But you had to tell them, give me a minute. I got to talk to Piscopo in New York. Did you tell them that? Yeah.
That's right.
Gordon, Hong Kong, help us out here. How does the president deal with this? Because it looks like it's not going to end well. I pray it does. Give us your take on that, Mr. Chang, if you would, sir.
Well, I agree with you, Joe. It doesn't look like it's going to end well. And I'm sure that President Trump has had behind-the-scenes conversations with his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping. But I believe that the United States needs in public to warn China, and warn China in a very clear way, largely because I think the Chinese are inclined to try to use force in an open way. And that, of course, is going to be something which would break relations between Beijing and Washington. So we got to prevent the worst possible outcomes from occurring.
Well, at this point, what are the Hong Kong protesters asking for, Gordon?
Well, they've got five demands. And those are, for instance, the permanent withdrawal of the extradition bill, Carrie Lam, the Hong Kong chief executive, the top political official. They want her to resign. They want an independent inquiry into police excessive use of force. They want protesters to be freed, all sorts of things. But what we're seeing right now is an escalation of demands that people understand that really what they need is independence. And so you have a number of people really talking about the main issue, which is the relationship between Hong Kong and Beijing.
So how do you see this all ending, and what advice would you give the administration, Gordon Chang?
Well, basically, Beijing right now is running the Hong Kong police force, and it's also running the Hong Kong government. There are, I believe, Chinese troops or police in wearing Hong Kong police uniforms. So they're already on the streets.
Wow.
And I think that the United States, you know, President Trump, I would recommend that he, in a televised address to the world, to the Chinese, tell the Chinese that if they actually deploy the People's Armed Police, the People's Liberation Army, on the streets of Hong Kong, then that's the, you know, that's the end of our relations with China, that we will impose sanctions that will lead to the end of the Communist Party rule. We need to make it very clear that this is democracy's front line and that we're going to stand with the people of Hong Kong.
And talk to us about the trade war, Gordon, if you would. At this point, which tariffs are slated to go into effect and when?
Well, on September 1st, there are tariffs that will go into effect. And there's also going to be tariffs on December 15th. If you put the December 1st and the December 15th tariffs together, that's about $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. And right now, that's going to be the subject of discussion between Washington and Beijing. When Chinese negotiators come to Washington next month for the 13th round of talks. Right now, we're at a sort of an impasse. The Chinese have sort of blinked a little bit because I think they were unnerved by President Trump's threats of last Friday and over the weekend. But nonetheless, we're at a point where the Chinese, I think, are realizing that they are not going to be able to intimidate the United States. And I think that they'll try and stall us for a little bit. But we're not going in a good direction.
Well, at this point, who is withstanding the damage done by the trade war better, China or are we in the United States?
Well, we are, and that's because our economy is larger. Our economy is actually growing in faster in reality. We've got an economy which is not trade dependent, and we have an economy that is not dependent on selling goods to China. We've got an enormous trade deficit with China. China's economy is really hurting, and it's hurting not just because of the trade war, but also because the problems in the structure in China. Xi Jinping, the ruler there, believes in a state economy going back to what Mao would find familiar. It's not working for them. So they're more in trouble than we are.
You know what? How do you deal with that, Gordon? You know China better than anybody, man. And I don't know, what is President Xi's doing? And let me ask you this as an aside, if I can, Gordon, before we let you go, and we always appreciate your valuable time. When you see North Korea acting up, isn't that Xi saying to Kim Jong-un, all right, fire off some rockets. I need a little distraction here. Isn't that what's happening?
Yeah, I think that that's what's happening. And China's tried to use North Korea for decades in that way. So we should take that as China bad behavior. You know, right now, you know, President Trump, I think, just needs to increase the pressure on China because you can't show them gestures of friendship because the Chinese never reciprocate. They just show it, think it's a sign of weakness. So I think President Trump needs to really go hard after Xi Jinping, harder than he has in the past.
And Xi is so powerful, Gordon Chang. And please stay with me on this. When I see Xi shaking somebody's hand and he has a smile, it does not look like a sincere smile from Xi. This is an amateur looking at the news. But you know what? He doesn't look at the people in the eye when he shakes a hand. He's always looking to the side. Am I wrong when I say that? He doesn't seem that sincere of a guy, huh?
Yeah. What he's doing is he's dismissing the person that he is shaking hands with or talking to.
Wow.
Because he's saying that he is more powerful, that he is the one that, you know, everyone has to please, you know, that this is the traditional Chinese diplomacy.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right about that. And that speaks volumes about the way Xi Jinping looks at the rest of the world.
Yeah, very interesting. And Gordon, one last question, if I may, sir. What is Xi telling the Chinese people about the tariffs? Is he just blaming President Trump?
Yeah, what they're doing is they're blaming the United States. Yeah, and they normally do. In the middle of May, they declared a people's war on the U.S., so they have identified us as their enemy. And they're just saying, you know, they're not saying that much, but what they are saying is very hostile towards the U.S.
And then what, in a nutshell, Gordon Chang, what should President Trump, and then I know they'll be listening, and your buddy Peter Navarro, you know, listening, we love Peter, and we certainly support the president. What advice, Gordon Chang, would you give the president in this regard with this trade war?
increase the tariffs, increase the pressure. Even if the Chinese show that they want to talk like they did over the weekend, you can't let up the pressure, because if you do that, the Chinese will then take advantage of the situation. So you can't deal with them on a friendly basis. You just got to pound them into the ground and hope that they relent before they fall off the edge of the cliff.
Wow. Gordon Chang. Gordon, thank you for taking the time. It's a busy time for you in Tokyo, live from Tokyo. Always appreciate your valuable time. A privilege to have you with us always, Gordon Chang. Thank you, my friend, and best to your wife.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you, my friend. Gordon Chang right there. He's the man. And when he says it, be tough like that, be tough like that. And when the president's tough like that, he gets criticized. And the president is playing it. But you're hearing the first right here with Gordon Chang. And hopefully some folks in the administration are listening. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:50 right now on the Piscopo Show with Debbie Duhaime, looking out for you traffic-wise. Good morning, Debbie. How we doing? You know, it's foggy, rainy, yep. Traffic. Yeah. Here it comes, Deb. Give it to us. Thank
I
you.
I know. Never a dull moment. It has been a lot lighter over the summer, but of course, next week, things are really going to get crazy with everybody going back to school. I know some kids are back to school already, but some problems right now, Joe, over on the on 111 northbound, getting up past the Southern State. We're getting reports of an accident here, getting up through Brentwood. It looks like three cars collided. On the LIE westbound, still slowing down out by Jericho Turnpike, but the earlier accident there was cleared. It's busy on the Gowanus right now, everybody. The Gowanus eastbound up by the Prospect, an accident in the left lane. Also seeing delays on the Jackie Robinson eastbound through Metropolitan Avenue, getting out toward Kew Gardens. And watch for slowdowns on the Cross Bronx West right through 3rd Avenue. Inbound GWB is moving okay. Outbound upper, it's a stalled truck. Heading to the inbound Lincoln, that's 20 to 25. Holland, about 15. Route 17 south at Century Road and Paramus, a collision on the shoulder. And traffic is slowing down at 287 north of ramp at exit 47 into Montville. An accident over on that ramp to deal with as well. 78 east, exit 18. An accident was cleared. Southbound Thruway just starting to build slightly, 13 down toward 12 in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder just wants you to have the facts.
Just as they're telling you that white, anti-black, and anti-Hispanic attitudes are increasing when in fact they're decreasing, according to a recent paper. It's just not true. Just as they tell you that the police are engaging in institutional, systemic, structural racism, even though the studies show the opposite, none of these things is true. Yet they are pushed and pushed and pushed by the media and by Democrats.
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Orange is the new fast.
The 2019 season begins Saturday, August 31st, when the Orange face Liberty on your home for Orange football.
Catch all the excitement, beginning with the pregame show at 5, kickoff at 6, on the home for Syracuse Orange football, AM 970, The Answer.
Excuse me.
Yes.
In case you haven't noticed, advertising has changed over the years.
What?
It used to be customers could find or discover your business in just a handful of ways. Now, life is digital, with so many more options and things you need to do. You need Salem Surround, a full-service digital agency with all your digital marketing under one roof. When a potential customer searches for your product, do they find your business or the competition? Is your business's contact information accurate and everywhere it should be to reach today's digital consumer? Does your website have all the right tools to turn visitors into leads? If not, we've got some solutions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to help get your message in front of today's digital audience. We'll help deliver customers by putting your business message in the right place at the right time. Don't just invest in a marketing strategy. You need to surround your target audience. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
We haven't pulled that one out in a long time.
It's all right. Greatest annoying noises from Joe to Al during the commercial breaks. I love it. You have your headphones on. It's like, oh, please, this guy.
Because it's loud. That's the thing. Like, if you did them softly, it's not a big deal. But
what? Hello. Hey, Joe on the radio, big thanks to Gordon Chang. Thanks, Frank, for your assist with Mr. Chang. He's great. He's
smart so guy. Great. Boy, let me tell
boom,
you.
Boom, boom, and boom. All you got to do is, and I know Peter Navarro's great. We love Peter Navarro in the White House. And Peter is coming on when he can break away. He does come on. And they're tough. They're tough. And you got to be tough with President Xi. You got to go up against him. And if anybody can deal with this, with China, it's Donald J. Trump. You know how to, and I love watching the back and forth there because you listen to what Gordon Chang says. These guys aren't fooling around in China. It's great that the president steps up and stays strong.
Hello.
Against President Xi. Hello. Hey, Joe Lumberg is here. Joey, how you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Great. You know what? Doing really good, Joe. And yeah. How are you on your bike rides? Come on, tell me.
I took yesterday off.
What did you send me email wise?
That was a picture from a couple of weeks ago. We did some epic climbings. I mean, some steep climbs.
Like 4,500 feet. Is that what you said?
It was like 5,000 feet of climbing.
Oh!
50 miles.
Oh, Joey, are you kidding me? And you're on your little thin little bike thing there?
Yeah.
What did you take? All women? What did you take? All women with you? Is that what
there was about, I think, six of them from the women's cycling team in our area, and then there was about four or five guys that came up and did it too. So it was
this
a nice
is great.
Mix.
You are great. Joey, I don't know how you do it, man. I just don't know how you do it. I'm limping around. I strained my knee doing splits on stage. I could do a split, and I'm proud to tell you, yes, I can do a split. But
I can't
boy,
do that, man. Well, you're flexible. You see,
I know, but you're always going to pay. God lets you do the split. Then he goes, all right, that's it. You've had it. You're too old. Stop it. And that's where I'm at. You don't have a pain. You don't have anything like that. You don't take that CBT cream or whatever that cannabis cream.
No, nothing.
God bless you, man. I tell you, you're an anomaly and you're an inspiration. Now, weather-wise, like my sister Carol's saying, Joe is always on the money. How are we doing out there today, Joey Lumberg?
Cloudy, and it's getting humid. It's going to get a little wet. I mean, rain now is moving up north. It's approaching the south shore of Long Island. So it's going to be a wet day today, especially east of the city. Have the umbrellas handy, some showers around early tonight, then they go away. It clears after midnight, low 66, and then sunny weather tomorrow and Friday, low to mid 80s. By the way, allergy report for today brought to you by Balance of Nature. It's low, and it's only from grass pollen today.
Yay, this is great. Joe, where can we find you? Do you have a website for yourself? You really should start getting one now.
I should. I know.
All right, you get a website, we'll advertise it because that was a great video you sent, and I appreciate it, Joe. Really appreciate all that you do on the road. And as a weatherman, Joe Lumberg, appreciate it always, my friend. Thanks.
You're quite welcome.
All right, buddy. Take care. What a good guy right there, Joe Lumberg. 757 with Joe Piscopo on the radio, 877-970-2999. If you want to check in, Congressman Peter King is going to join us. We're going to talk about the president at the G7, a proposed assault weapons ban. What do we do with that? The Pantaleo effect on policing. A lot to get into with a man who was a true public servant, Congressman Peter King from Long Island. Hey, Dr. Kevin Sabat is a co-founder of Smart Approaches to Marijuana. You know, as a daddy boy, I worry about that every day. You start with weed. Does it lead to something else? Look, I wouldn't even put the cannabis cream on me. I'm afraid I'll get addicted and turn to heroin next. Please, I know.
Oh, come on.
I I worry. Don't use that cannabis cream.
I got to get rid of the pain. No.
Be using a fentanyl cream.
Where's my smack? I want the smack cream. I want the smack cream. Stephen Moore is going to join as well. And Mr. Anthony Pope. You think I'm kidding? Yes, I do worry that much.
I gotta have it. I gotta have it.
Only me. Radio Piscopo, you can't make this up. And we're coming right back at you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.